Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Crunchy Kevin Holden, CBS 58 Sports Director. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Well, Sparky, got to do it. This is the perfect storm of every type of event. The only thing that's missing is if somehow the Bucks could work a playoff game into this week, and we would have literally everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. A lot of big things all going out at once. So let's start where you were first yesterday, and that was you were out at the Ryder Cup, active as always on social media, and I always enjoy following you on social media. If you don't follow Kevin on social media, well, that is completely your fault at this point, because he is worth the follow. 321 Kevin is the way to find him on Twitter. So 321Q Kevin, I should say, on Twitter. Tell me what that was like yesterday covering the Ryder Cup. I'm assuming it was the first Ryder Cup you've ever covered.
It was the first one, yes. And it's, you know, we've been on that course before, because they've had big events now in this state. That's, you know, golf events or majors have happened here. So that part is not the new part. The new part is the different atmosphere of a Ryder Cup, the team, the team concept, the idea that these guys kind of have to put their personal egos aside. I mean, they're playing for something a little greater, and it changes really everything about the way the schedule goes. It changes the media schedule. It changes, you know, the practice schedule, the photo ops, all the other stuff that goes on. And it's, I don't know, I really enjoy this sort of extra boisterous nature of the whole thing. Like, there's a little more rooting, a little more cheering and applauding and that kind of thing. It's not quite so buttoned up as, you know, some of the other majors are. So I got to say, you know, just through a practice round that I've covered, but I think the Ryder Cup is something I would do over a major in the future, if you can believe that.
It's interesting because Toby Altizer, our producer, was telling me in a break, because I'm not a huge golf guy. He was saying, hey, man, this is different as far as, you know, that you can essentially boo the other team or whatever, or cheer for your team a little bit louder than you would for a single individual player. But he made a comment that, apparently, these golfers are taking note that, for the most part, these fans are being pretty respectful, which apparently, Toby says, that doesn't happen all the time in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, the Wisconsin nice thing is very much in play. And I think it's interesting because everybody's saying, okay, well, you know, we want to be respectful. We want to, you know, make the Europeans feel at home here in the States. But, you know, when it gets to Saturday and Sunday, it's like football season. You know, you can say what you want to fans of another team, but when it gets to Saturday and Sunday, I kind of think the noise will rain down a little bit. I think, local fans realize that the U.S. could win this Ryder Cup, that they could bring it back home, I think that noise will kick up a little bit. That'll be fun. The other moment that was great to me, and it was just funny, was that Steve Stricker, you know, of course, is the center of this whole thing. He's the native son. He's
sure.
Wisconsin's own. And he's addressing this crowd at opening ceremony. He's a pretty sizable crowd. And in the middle of it, he manages to slip in that he's a Bears fan.
Oy.
I mean, the whole spirit of the thing, the whole, like, hey, U.S. native son thing, when I'm telling you, it flipped on a dime. The whole place was like, whoa, just. To hear that at a golf event was just fantastic.
How is he a Bears fan?
Right? What? Path?
He's not a Kenosha. He's not a Kenosha or Racine guy. So how in the world is he a Bears fan?
What family member sent him down that path? That I think there's your investigative.
Well, that's not always the case. I mean, I've got Falcons fan kids, so that's not necessarily the case. You know, the Madden video game can change a lot of people, but that shouldn't apply to Stricker. That he wasn't in that era necessarily. So, yeah, I need more information. We need a follow up, Kevin. You need to figure that out. I need more. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm going back tomorrow, so I'll do it.
Yeah. Find out. We just need to know, because if you are, I mean, we may root for the other country. No, I'm just joking. I am also curious about something else. When we talk about this atmosphere and, you know, going, obviously it was colder yesterday. People were buttoned up and so forth. It doesn't appear to be that today as I'm watching it on the Golf Channel. I'm seeing guys out there in short sleeve shirts and so forth. How much do you think the weather plays into this as far as the wind goes on that course?
Yeah, you know, these people are professionals that they deal with all different kinds of weather all the time. But that area is such a unique challenge, and I'd forgotten how unique of a challenge it was until we got there yesterday. So the way it works is where we park, there's a lot and a shuttle for media, and it's literally across the street from Whistling Straits. So you take a shuttle, you go across the street, and then you go the equivalent of a couple of blocks in, and that's probably 10 degrees difference. And then when you go from there out to the course, it's another maybe 5 or 10 degrees, and now the wind is going crazy. So if the hole is really close to the lake, like, wind is an insane factor depending on the day. And then in other holes, it's not. And so it's not a matter of, well, we're going to go out on the course and it's a windy day today all the way around. You have to, you know, adjust shots one way or the other. It's every hole may be different. I have a feeling every shot might be different based on changing wind conditions. So even for Whistling Straits, if Wednesday and Thursday's weather are any indication, there was a big rainstorm that popped in at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was like 10 minutes and then they were done. So that, I think it's going to be a real factor. There will be days where those holes will play completely differently based on the weather and the wind.
Talk with Kevin Holden of CBS 58, sports director over there. Follow him on Twitter at 321Kevin. Well, I want to switch gears here and talk about this Brewers team. You're a huge baseball guy, as we all are well aware of. The Brewers, I'm not going to call this a collapse. The Brewers are having some issues here lately, getting swept by the St. Louis Cardinals. Now the Cardinals with a doubleheader against the Cubs today. Brewers get the Mets. And I was just looking at that pitching matchup for the Cubs-Cardinals game today. Jay Happ, who's not very good, against Justin Steele, who is similarly not all that good, both with over four ERAs going into this one. So that gives you a little bit of hope of maybe the Cubs can get one at Wrigley today. And then that puts the Brewers in a position tonight to get a win and maybe another Cubs win tonight and win this division. Are you worried at all about this Brewers team, like seemingly half of social media is right now?
I mean, I know 4 games in a row to the Cardinals is not a fun thing any time of year for anybody in Wisconsin.
Could have been in April, it would have been heartbreaking.
Exactly, because it's the Cardinals. And so you don't have that series without 1982 and 2011 and everything else getting brought up. I completely understand that. The Brewers are going to win the National League Central, and they're going to do it real soon, like this weekend. You know, like that's the good part about this is the thing that the Brewers afforded themselves a cushion by playing insanely good baseball for as long as they did. They allowed themselves the chance to have a stretch like this somewhere and still win the division and
sure,
still be okay. The
yeah.
biggest issue to me is that baseball has become this get in and get hot kind of game. And right now, it's not so much that the Brewers aren't hot. I think they can win the division, kind of shake the bad parts out and be ready for the playoffs. It's that the Cardinals enter now as the 2011 Cardinals. They enter as this insanely hot team. And it's a good thing that there's a one-game wild card that they play because, yeah, they could trip up and lose the one-game wild card and just be done. Or the Brewers could end up facing them in the NLCS as a replay of 2011, which one wants. Right?
I'm fine with it. Oh, fine. I don't care. Look, everybody thinks I'm nuts. I'm not. I don't really care about this Cardinals team. I don't. I don't know if they get past the wild card game. I don't know if they get past the divisional round series. Who cares? All I care about is the Dodgers. That's who I want, Kevin. I want the Dodgers. Bring me the Dodgers. That's who I want. The Dodgers are the damn near $300 million payroll. Brewers struggling to be around $100 million at this point. That's who I want. Should have had them, but the last time you saw them in the playoffs, and now you'll have every opportunity to beat them. This Brewers pitching staff is as good as any pitching staff in baseball, if not better than any pitching staff in baseball. And when we get to the postseason, more times than not, scoring comes down, which plays into the Brewers' hands with how this offense goes. And Christian Yelich, that's a whole other conversation for another day, I guess.
Yeah, and the Dodgers are the top of the National League mountain. No offense to what the Giants have done. That's been a fun story. But the Dodgers are, as you say, the top of that pyramid. If you want to stand on the top of that thing, that really is the team that you have to beat. The Dodgers are the best team. The Cardinals might be the hottest team, but the Dodgers are the ones that that if you're past them, then this is a team that can win the World Series. That's the biggest obstacle in the way.
We had Kirk Council go putting Yelich right back in the top three again in that damn lineup after he moved him down a day or two before that. If you're Council, where are you batting Yelich? Are you batting him down at six or so once you get to the postseason, or are you allowing him to hit near the top?
You're going to be surprised by this. I actually think that Council is trying his best to work with a veteran, but he's actually using him too low. I wouldn't mind Yelich in a two spot.
Oh, my God.
Give you a million walks.
Oh, get out of here.
I know, that's weird. Right?
Oh, you're
Isn't
killing me. Just stop. I got to deal with Gary and Leroy telling me how that he needs to stay at the top of the lineup. There is no way. Since he got on that hot stretch, I was trying to find the stat. Since he got on that hot stretch for a week or two, he's hitting like 80. I mean, it's 80, like 0.08. There is no way you can have that dude up there at the top lineup. I'll take it a step further. If he stinks this bad come the postseason, I'd play Tyrone Taylor over him at this point.
Oh, Tyrone Taylor looked really good yesterday.
I'm just saying, at this point, he's been more consistent than Yelich has all year.
He is going to make Council's job difficult because, in a good way, because Lorenzo Cain has dealt with injuries and Jackie Bradley Jr. has been absolutely terrible. And Yelich has absolutely struggled. And yeah, since the hot stretch, it's about bases on balls. And that, by the way, is the reason for batting him higher up, is the on-base portion of the program. It's him, getting on base for these guys more than it is the actual hits right now. Like, I don't treat him as a power hitter at the moment. I treat him as, I'm trying to come up with a cop. I don't know. I treat him as like an early Scooter Jeanette right now.
You know, oh, my like God.
He draws a lot of walks. He's, you know, the instinct for the game is there. But, no, there's like I am not counting on him to hit a three-run homer, that's for sure.
I'll tell you right now, if I was a pitcher, I'd attack him with no fear whatsoever. None. Like, when he's going, yeah, okay, you nibble the corners, you try to get around him. There's no reason to try and get around Christian Yelich right now. You just attack him. Willy Adames, okay, I might be a little more willing to nibble there and try not to get hurt by Willy Adames, but Christian Yelich, there should be no fear factor whatsoever other than, you know, maybe he has a great game, but it's been a while. He puts together a week or two-week stretch. We all think he turns the corner, and now we're right back to square one again.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is now we're talking about two full years because the knee injury was 2019,
yep.
And 2020 you could chalk up to a lost season. Okay, it was 2 months, and, you know, guys don't have their rhythm. But, man, it just has not come around for him in 2021, and it's definitely closer to concern territory more long-term, the fact that he hasn't been able to find it. I think he becomes a serviceable guy down the road and returns, but I don't know if that 2018 guy, that one that literally every pitch that was middle out got driven into the Brewers bullpen, like every single pitch for like a month, you know, that Yelich, I don't know if we see that Yelich. Like that Yelich feels like a long ways away from right now.
All right, Kevin Holden, CBS 58 Sports Director. We got two other things. Badgers, Notre Dame, quickly, who are you taking in that one?
I'm sorry, I've been watching some Jack Cohn, and I really, really, really want to think the Badgers can do this, but I have this feeling that Jack Cohn is going to be one of these guys that gets hangry and turns this thing the other way. Like, I hope I'm wrong about it, but I kind of feel like Notre Dame edges Wisconsin in this game. I know Notre Dame didn't have a great start to the season, you know, like being close to Florida State is absolutely terrible, but I think this might be Notre Dame's statement game.
They didn't run away on Toledo. He threw 50% completion rate against Purdue in week three. I mean, I'm not there. And we just had a guy on that covers Notre Dame from Rivals before you came on, Tyler, and he was saying their offensive line has bad problems, and it's not helping Jack Cohn out at all because they're having problems protecting him. And if that's the case, Jim Leonard's defense can lick their chops and go get him because he's not going to necessarily run away from you.
Yeah, and it's not going to be 35-31. It's not going to be like some crazy high-scoring game. But, I don't know. It's one of those weird things, right? Like, I think the team – it's one of those cases where the team is better than the results they've put up so far, and this might be the time the Giant awakens. That's
right.
Kind of what I'm saying. I hope not.
I agree with you. I think this is the time the Badgers awaken. The Giant awakens in this game, Kevin Holden, because everybody's talking about the other side. But – from the Badgers' perspective, maybe this is the game where Mertz comes out and says, I'm going to shut everybody up. All y'all that wanted Jack Cohn and all this, watch this. And now maybe he gets his breakout game and turns this season around to being the quarterback that we've all been waiting for. That's how I think it plays out. I'm on the opposite side. That's fine, though. We've been on the opposite side most of the show. Let's go to Packers and Niners. Now.
I think we're on the same side in this one.
we're going to find out. Go ahead. What do you got there?
I think this is that time where the Niners and their defensive pressure makes things a little bit more difficult. I don't think it's as bad as that Saints game in Jacksonville. I think that's an anomaly, but I don't think the Packers win Sunday night.
I think it's another time where they're going to run the ball with somebody you've never heard of in your life, and he's going to go for like a $150, and Kittle's going to catch a $150, and it's going to be horrible. I think it could very well end up playing out that way. I hope I'm wrong, because I got to do the post-game show with Gary after the game on Sunday night. So I hope the Packers win, and they finally rid themselves. Because, maybe face facts, the last time they saw him, it was a bunch of like fifth-string guys the Packers beat. That didn't count. And the time before that, you got absolutely embarrassed in the conference championship game.
Yeah, and remember, even before that, in that same season, earlier in that regular season, they got embarrassed in the regular season. And like you said, it was the Raheem Mostert of the world doing the damage, like the kind that leaves you shaking your head. And that's what happens to the Packers out there. I agree with that.
Kevin, as always, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you. Follow Kevin Holden, CBS 58 Sports Director, on Twitter at 321QKevin. And you'll be out at the ballpark tonight for the Brewers, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to be at Whistling Straits, but this chance to clinch has changed things. So yeah, it's a Brewers kind of night. And as much as I love the golf thing, you know I love the baseball.
Well, to give it a legit shot, Cubs got to beat the Cardinals in Game 1, a 120 start at Wrigley. If the Cubs win that one, then everything is alive. If Cubs lose that one, then you could have been at the Ryder Cup the whole time, and you're gonna be mad. So that's great.
Your team that's won 12 straight has to lose 2 straight, and your team that's lost 5 straight has to win
1.
Doesn't inspire a ton of confidence, right?
You have to win 1. And I'm telling you, no fan base would like to beat the Cardinals more than the Cubs. No fan base. None. Especially with as bad as that team has been. Oh, my God. And you know there will be St. Louis fans crawling all over Wrigley Field. They'll be everywhere. Everywhere for this one. No doubt. Kevin, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Take care. There he is, Kevin Holden on the Great Midwest Bank hotline of applying for a home renovation loan. As you're feeling anxious, just breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.